Blog Talk Radio.
Thanksgiving. We welcome your presence, the presence of the mighty Holy Spirit,
to teach this class. Father, I thank you that your word is already anointed. And so, Father, I ask that you anoint me to speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within our hearts and bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory in Jesus' name. Now, we do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from the word being received. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, our topic today that we have been on for a couple of sessions is receive supernatural healing God's way. And just a matter of review, I cannot take the time to reteach, but as a matter of review, we have said how we move from the natural to the supernatural in receiving our healing. See, when we're challenged with sickness and disease, we feel things, we see things, change symptoms, but we must learn to rise above that and declare what God has said about us. Let's first go ahead and read our foundation scripture, which comes from Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, and I really want to read this in the Amplified Bible as well as the King James. King James says, "Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him." We're talking about Jesus now. "And with his stripes we are healed." Now, flipping over to Isaiah 53:4-5, Amplified Bible, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, and diseases, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and the well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes, the wounded that wounded him, we are healed and made whole." Not just healed, but we are made whole. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So Jesus has completed the work. He has completed the work. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, went to the cross for us. He took 39 stripes upon his back, that we might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. So that abundant life is free of sickness and disease. Jesus took it. If you have a sickness and a disease in your body, and you are a born-again Christian, you have been redeemed. Have been. Past tense. God Almighty sent his word, and he healed us, and he delivered us from sickness and disease. So let's just review several of the points that we've already gone over before we get to our last one. It says, "Know that you are made in the image of God and that you are a speaking spirit." Now, these are things that you have to do and understand and declare to receive, to walk in this divine health that Jesus has already paid. Number two, know that you are a speaking spirit. Now, we know that you are made in God's image and know that you are a speaking spirit. What relevance does this have to us today is that God, who calls those things that be not as though they were, he's our example. He was our first example. When there was nothing, when the earth was out form and with and void, the Holy Spirit was there moving on the scene. God began to speak, and boom, these things, the earth, the grass, the trees, the animals, then he made man. After he made everything that man would need, then he made man in his image and in his likeness. We are speaking spirits too. It means that, and see, the Holy Spirit is here today. As you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in, and I always pause and stop and say, this is the beginning point. If you're not saved and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to stop now and just repeat this prayer so that we can go on with the lesson. Okay, if you want to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, then repeat this prayer. Actually, I'm going to pray two prayers. First, the one for you to be saved, and then the one for you to be filled with the power of God and the evidence of, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So, dear God, I need a Savior. Repeat this. And if you say it from your heart, you will. It's by faith. You will be saved. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I return from my past. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for my sins and rose again from the dead that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. You believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died and was buried and was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then now that you're saved, then ask the Father to receive the Spirit, the power of God. Dear God, fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. I do believe that I will speak in tongues as the Spirit gives me the utterance. You're now saved. You're now filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come in, buried the old man, and has placed a new person on the inside of you, a new spirit connected to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's our starting point. And so as we move on with how to move from the natural in terms of sickness and disease and receive supernatural healing, number three, understand God's way of doing things and calling those things that be not as though they were. If you have a pain in your body, don't keep saying, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. Say, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. The Bible says, let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Understand that God's way of doing things and being right. Romans 4:17 says, it is as it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. When you speak the word of God, the word of God quickens your body, makes alive your body. Hallelujah. 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 Number four, speak only God's word or in line with God's word. But verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So if you have pain in your body, don't, as I said, don't keep calling. in what you have. Declare, Father, I thank you that because of the work of Jesus, I am free of pain. I am free of sickness and disease. I am free of lack and poverty and financial defilement and debt. I am free, hallelujah, of the lump. I am free, hallelujah. You declare what God has said. Well, God has said you are healed. We just read that. By due stripes, you were healed. That's past tense. So whatever you feel or see or hear or a touch or smell, whatever of the five senses reveal, that's a lying wonder. And you don't want to observe those. Over in Joshua 2 and 8, it says, observe lying wonders and forsake God's mercies. Healing is a part of the mercies of God. And so you don't want to observe a lying vanity. You don't want to observe a lying vanity. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you're going to speak God's word in line with God's word. Then number five, God will manifest his word. The kingdom of God is in you. So when you speak God's word or in line with God's word, God is obligated to manifest it. You have a high priest, Jesus, who's there at the right hand of the Father, and he is interceding for you. He is your advocate. The Holy Spirit is in you. Now that you have prayed the prayer to receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. He is your helper here and now. And when you speak God's word, he is there to manifest your word. The angels of God who are encamped about you, hallelujah, God has given you angels to protect you. And when you speak God's word, they go to work on you. There are some angels that perform surgery. Hallelujah. Listen, if you need another body part, if you are in need of a kidney, if you are in need of another heart, God has body parts, and he will restore your heart. He will restore your kidneys. The Spirit of the living God is at work on the inside of you. Hallelujah. 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 The Romans 8 and 11 says, if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message of that same verse says, but if God himself has taken up residence in you, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got the Spirit of the living God on the inside. Actually, you got the Godhead. It says, if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life in God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from the dead life with his Spirit living in you. Your body will be alive as Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is good news. This is good news. It is good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The living God lives in you, and you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Number six, you cannot be moved by the five senses. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, hallelujah, are eternal. So we cannot look at what we see here, Phil, but we look at the word of God that says, by Jesus Christ you are healed. We look at the word of God that says, he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from destruction. That's Psalms 107:20. You look at the word that says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of Almighty God. That's Psalms 118:17. You look at the living word of God, Luke 1:37, Amplified, says, with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. That's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You expect God to manifest his word in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Faith believes God will work on your behalf as you speak out of your mouth and believe in your heart. So if you release your faith, you expect God to manifest his word as you continue to declare his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then know that it is God's will to heal and to bless you. Deuteronomy 30:19-20, God shows us life and death. He says, I place before you life and death. You choose life so that you and your children might live. John 15:7 says, if you abide in God and his words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief first came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But then Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Galatians 3:29 says, if you are Christ, or if you are born again, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. The promise says you're healed. The promise says that sickness and disease cannot attach itself to you. So you have to know what the blessings are. You have to know that if you are Abraham's seed, then you ought to be loose from a sickness and disease, because Jesus has already paid the price for sin. Therefore, sickness and disease has no legal right in you. So you need to reject any sickness and the disease. You need to reject anything that's of the curse and declare that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Don't put up with it. Don't put up with it. One day you nip it in the bud at the first sign of a sickness and disease, because you know Jesus already paid the price. You know that he paid that price. It is complete. The work is complete. The work is complete. We read that in Romans 8. Hallelujah. It says that God has completely redeemed you. He has completely healed you. Here it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Romans, look at that for just a minute. That this is so powerful, so powerful. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law could not do, its power being weakened by the flesh, the entire nature of man without the Holy Spirit, sending his own Son in the guise or disguise of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, God, we're talking about God Almighty, has condemned sin in the flesh. God Almighty has subdued. He has overcome. He has deprived it of its power over all who accept the sacrifice, talking about accepting Jesus. So if you are born again Christian, or if you just prayed that prayer with me when we began this, you are free. God has subdued sin in the flesh, and sickness is sin in the flesh. Sickness is a part of the curse as a result of sin. Sickness is a part of the curse that is a result of sin. So then Jesus took upon him all of the sins of the world. He took upon him sickness and disease, and he gave you life abundantly. God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has subdued sin in the flesh. He has subdued sickness and disease and abnormalities and infirmities and calamities. He has subdued lack, poverty, financial poverty, and debt. He has completed the work. It is, you have been completely redeemed. You are completely redeemed. Hallelujah. With an everlasting release from the power of sin in the flesh, from the power of sickness and disease, from the power of lack and poverty. Jesus has completely redeemed you from all the ills, all the curses. Jesus has done this. It's a done deal. We must expect, when you know this, see, the only reason why sickness and disease can stay in your body is because you don't understand. The Bible says God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness over in Peter. But it comes to us through the complete knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the complete knowledge of what he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is good news. This is good news. The Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So what are we talking about? Our soul, see, our physical realm is what tells us, the enemy uses to tell us that you can't get your healing. The enemy uses to tell you that you got to die. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And so you renew your mind day by day so that you can prove that good and perfect will of God. So you can prove that not only the good and perfect will of God, but the will of God for you today is for you to be healed, for you to walk in that supernatural divine health of God that has already been purchased for you by the shed blood of Jesus. So we're going to seek God's way of doing things and being right. Hallelujah. We can have confidence in a true and living God and declare that God has manifested. The Bible says in 1 John 5:14 and 15 as we close, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. The Amplified says, and this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of knowing our boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his plan, he listens to us. And if we, since we positively know he listens to us, whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. It's ours. Divine help is yours. Won't you receive it today in Jesus' name? Glory to God. Glory to God. It is God's will to heal you. Healing belongs to you. It is the children's bread. It has been paid for by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See you on the next time.